my hand. I got you to understand. I got you to walk with me. I got you to talk with me. I got you to kiss goodnight.
WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
Mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Don't jive me.
I know you like two things I like. Ooh. Chicken and chicks.
I'm going to show you what I do best.
Great songs.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
Mr. Chairman, with one of my brothers, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I'm very honored, I feel very honored, it's an honor to me, to be able to come back to the Militant Labor Forum again this evening. It's my third time here. I was just telling my brother up here that probably tomorrow morning the press will try and make it appear that this little chat that we're having here this evening took place in Beijing or someplace else. They have a tendency to discolor things in that way, to try and make people not place the proper importance upon what they hear, especially when they're hearing it nowadays from persons whom they can't control, or, as my brother has just pointed out, persons whom they consider irresponsible.
If you had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful, why would you make the world you have now?
Really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Yeah. Kunta Kinte.
That's your African name. Musta give you a new name. Musta say, you name, Tobin.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Okay, babe, let's make it then.
feature presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks it.
Me,
kicking the old school and dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
Wash my clothes. I got to have you to keep and hold. Yes, I want your money too. If I'm gonna give my you to you, you to you. You know I want you to cook my bread. I got to have you to make my bed. Yes, I'll tell you what to do if I'm gonna give my you to you, you to you. Tell by the way that I walk that walk, and you can see by the way that I talk that talk, and you can know by the way I hold out my hand. I think you should give me everything. I got to have you to treat me right. I really need you day and night. Yes, I want you to be true if I'm gonna give my you to you, you to you. See by the way that I talk that talk, and then you know by the way I hold out my hand. I think you should give me everything. I got to have you to cook my bread. I really need you to make my bed. Yes, I want your money too. If I'm gonna give my you to you, you to you, you to you, you to you.
Mama, Hank and take one. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything's gonna be all right this morning. Everything. Keep a lot of vocal line. Now I'm a man, made 21. You know, baby, we have a whole lot to put. Cause I'm a man, spell them. Hey, child, damn boy. Well, 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 well,
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from TVs and TV shows and movies, from documentaries and political speeches, real life historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tonight, we are celebrating February Black History Month, Tears of the Gods style, with a quintuple feature lineup of Willie Dixon, Malcolm X, Jimi Hendrix, Miles Davis, and backing me up right now on my ambiance, Sun Ra and his orchestra. Willie Dixon, our first featured artist, was a black American blues musician born in 1915 who sang and played the upright bass and guitar, and he was a record producer. But most significantly of all, he was a prolific songwriter. He wrote hundreds of them, and his tunes have been covered by countless artists. He was fundamental to the development of rock and roll. And among others, the Rolling Stones were profoundly influenced by him. And tonight, we're going to be hearing four of his Led Zeppelin songs. That's right, four Willie Dixon Led Zeppelin songs. Although, you know, it took him a while to get credit for those. We'll be hearing both Willie's own versions, where he's playing with Memphis Slim, plus another great black blues men, some other great black bluesmen who were covering his songs. I'm talking about Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, Bo Diddley, and Sonny Boy Williamson. And let's see. Then perhaps the greatest electric guitar player ever, Jimi Hendrix. We're not going to be hearing his hits, though. We're going to be diving into some deep cuts from his BBC Sessions and the 1994 posthumous album of his called Blues. And then we're going to be hearing from Miles Davis, the black American jazz trumpeter, bandleader, and composer. We'll be hearing from his 1959 Kind of Blue, his 1960 Sketches of Spain, and then our ambiance, like right now, Sun Ra, the jazz composer, bandleader, piano and synthesizer player, and a poet known for his cosmic experimental music and spaced out persona. Then our audio clips from who knows where. We're going to be hearing from Malcolm X, one of my biggest freedom fighting idols. Yes, an African-American freedom fighter. We're going to be hearing excerpts from his speech, Prospects for Freedom in 1965, which was before his assassination on February 21st of that year. You know, it's hard to overstate the influence black American musicians have had on rock and roll, black American blues musicians, what they've had on rock and roll and the rest of 20th century music, like heavy metal. The format for our show this evening is 3 half-hour-ish long sets with the Malcolm X mixed on top of the Miles Davis songs. It's going to be a fun and educational episode for sure. We started off the show with an intro Malcolm X gave in that Prospects for Freedom speech. And then it was Memphis Slim and Willie Dixon together with Youth for You, song written by Willie Dixon. And then Jimi Hendrix's cover of Willie Dixon's song Mannish Boy. Meanwhile, backing me up right now is Sun Ra and Somewhere Else, part one. So let's get the rest. Oh yeah, shout-outs. Shout-outs this week to Philip, Dylan, and Ryan. Yes, Dylan, glad you're back home in Smithtown. John Fisk up in Beverly, and Tim Coleman listening from Arlington or somewhere else on the archive. But yes, thanks for listening in. And yeah, let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going with some classic music from black American musicians. Here, starting off, is Memphis Slim and Willie Dixon once again with a Willie Dixon song. Yeah, Slim's Thing. Actually, this was written by... Yeah, okay. Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you.
just crossed my train. Well, I ain't superstitious, but a black cat just crossed my train. Don't sweep me with no broom, I might get put in jail. When my right hand eats you, I'll get money for sure. Well, I'm not superstitious.
Now, I'm speaking like this, it doesn't mean that I'm anti-American. I'm not. I'm not anti-American or un-American. And I'm not saying that to defend myself, because if I was there, I'd have a right to be there after what America has done to us. This government should be lucky that our people aren't anti-American. They should get down on your hands and knees every morning and thank God that 22 million black people have not become anti-American. Because if anybody has a right to be anti-American, we have. You've given us every right. And the whole world would side with us if we became anti-American. You know, that's something to think about. But we're not anti-American. But we've seen we are anti or against what America is doing wrong in other parts of the world as well as here. And what she did in the Congo in 1964 is wrong. It's criminal. Criminal. And what she did to the American public to get the American public to go along with it is criminal. What she's doing in South Vietnam is criminal. She's causing American soldiers to be murdered every day, killed every day, die every day for no reason at all. That's wrong. Now, you're not supposed to be so blind with patriotism that you can't face reality. Wrong is wrong no matter who does it or who says it. Now, if I'm anti-American for saying that, then Wayne Moore is anti-American. Church, senator from somewhere out there is anti-American. A whole lot of them in Washington, D.C. is anti-American. So I'm just telling you what I read the good senator said. Saw what they did in 1964, what will they do now in 1965? If the March on Washington was supposed to lessen the explosion, and the Civil Rights Bill was designed to lessen the explosion, it's all it was designed to do. It wasn't designed to solve the problem. It was designed to lessen the explosion. Because everyone in his right mind knows there should have been an explosion. You can't have all those ingredients, those explosive ingredients that exist in Harlem and elsewhere where our people suffer, and not have an explosion. So these are devices to lessen the danger of the explosion, but not designed to remove the material that's going to explode. What will they give us in 1965? I just read where they plan to make a black cabinet member. Yes. They have a new gimmick every year. They're going to take one of their boys, black boys, and put him in the cabinet so he can walk around Washington with a cigar, fire on one end and fool on the other end. And because his immediate personal problem will have been solved, he will be the one to tell our people, look how much progress we're making. I'm in Washington, D.C. I can have tea in the White House. I'm your spokesman. I'm your, you know, your leader. While our people are still living in Harlem in the slums, still receiving the worst form of education and the worst facilities in which to try and educate our children. This is the device that they will use. They'll make a black cabinet member. I read that's one of the gimmicks that they got going. But will it work? Can that one whom they are going to put down there step into the fire and put it out when the flames begin to leap up? When people take to the streets in their explosive move, will that one that they're going to put in the cabinet be able to go among those people? Or they'll burn him faster than they burn the ones who've been in.
When the baby called me and daddy and she called me real slow. I asked her what she want and she says, I don't know, I get nervous. Man, I get nervous. I'm a nervous man and I tremble all in my bones. Oh, when she take me in her arms and she squeeze me tight, start to shaking in her voice and she say, everything's all right, I get the nervous, man. Man, I get nervous. I'm a nervous man and I tremble all in my bones. Like a little lightning hit my brains. My heart beat like thunder. And she called me baby names. I get nervous. Man, I get nervous. You know, I'm a nervous man and I tremble all in my bones.
Ball down to that snuff juice everywhere. We gonna pitch a wang bang doodle all night long. All night long. All night long.
And that's just to prove that you can never predict what's gonna happen on the BBC World Service. Rhythm and Blues, this show is called, and here we come with a classic in that field, The Hoochie Coochie Man.
Mother gypsy woman to my mother before I was born. She said, you got a boy child's coming. He's gonna be a son of a gun. He's gonna make you girls jump and shout. But then the world and the world gonna know what it's all about. So I'm here. Bone. I got a mojo too, baby. I got a little John to come through. We're gonna jump and mess with you. I'm gonna make you a girl. Leave it by my hand. I've been the world gonna know. Seven weeks. Well, seven doctors say.
700 girlfriends and dollars. So don't you mess with me. You know I'm here.
Tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage as we celebrate February Black History Month with a quintuple feature lineup of Willie Dixon, Jimi Hendrix, Miles Davis, Sun Ra on Ambiance, like now, and Malcolm X mixed on top of some of the music. Thanks so much to Chris Earle for having me on his special extended edition of Time Travel this evening. And we were in here chatting away, catching up a bit during things. So the music you just heard, we started off with Willie Dixon and Memphis Slim, a song called Slim's Thing. And then it was Howlin' Wolf and Willie Dixon with I Ain't Superstitious. Then Miles Davis with So What from his Kind of Blue album, with two excerpts from Malcolm X's Prospects for Freedom in 1965, mixed on top of that. Then it was Memphis Slim and Willie Dixon once again with Nervous from an album called Willie's Blues. And then, oh, perhaps the most fun song of the evening, featuring the incredible female blues vocalist Coco Taylor, Wang Dang Doodle. Yeah, it was her and Willie Dixon. I found that on the Chess Box set. And then we heard from Jimi Hendrix and a Willie Dixon song from the BBC Sessions, I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man. Backing me up right now is Sun Ra and his orchestra with a tune called Blues at Midnight from his Supersonic Jazz album, which was originally recorded in 1956 and reissued in this 1991 edition that you're hearing. So, yeah, Coco Taylor, what a throaty, growling voice. I love that in a female singer. And then Willie Dixon, yeah, he was born in 1915. He lived to be 76. He was a big man. He was 6 feet 6 inches tall. Weighed more than 250 pounds, although that wasn't when you're 6 foot six. But I was just thinking what it must have been like to stand right in front of him as he stood up there playing his double bass. What a sight he must have been. He moved from Mississippi to Chicago when he was age 19, and he became a professional boxer for a while. You know, it's hard to overstate the importance of Willie Dixon's songwriting. We're going to be hearing two of the songs that Led Zeppelin stole from him. Yeah, two of his songs that Led Zeppelin reworked a little bit before finally giving him credit in the next set. You know, a not unreasonable way to try recording a hit would be to start with a Willie Dixon song, speed up the tempo a little bit, and crank up the volume on the amps to get a little bit of distortion. And add even more distortion, and that becomes heavy metal. So, yeah, we're going to be hearing a version of Bring It On Home, Willie Dixon's song that's performed by Sonny Boy Williamson. And we're going to hear Muddy Waters performing You Need Love. That's also a Led Zeppelin song, I think. Led Zeppelin 1. Yeah, this is all over here. And we're going to hear excerpts from a 1967 sermon that Martin Luther King gave. Thanks to Chuck Yu for the original audio clip there with that. But Killin' for Peace. Also, Bo Diddley performing a Willie Dixon song, You Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover, and Howlin' Wolf performing Little Red Rooster. Also some Jimi Hendrix coming up in the next set, Born Under a Bad Sign from his blues album. So with all that, let's continue with your Black History Month Tears of the Gods Sound Collage Party here on WMFO in Medford.
And don't you tell nobody. And don't you tell nobody. Don't you tell nobody, baby, what have we done done? Well, you made me weep and you made me moan. You made me do things that I knew was wrong. You made me jump and you made me shout early in the morning, you knocked me out. But don't you tell nobody. Don't you tell nobody. Don't you tell nobody, baby, what we done done. Tell nobody. Don't you tell nobody, baby, what have we done done? Well, you made me happy, then you made me sad. Made me feel good, then you made me mad. You made me laugh, and then you made me cry. Don't you tell nobody, baby, what?
got yarning and I got money. Baby, you look so sweet and cunning. Baby, way down inside, woman, you need love. Woman, you need love. You got to have some love. I'm gonna give you some love. I know you need love. Just got to have love. You got to have some love. You make me feel so good. You make me feel alright. You make me feel so good. You make me feel alright. You make me feel so good. You make me feel alright. She's so nice, she's so nice. So nice, so nice. So nice, so nice. So nice, so nice. You are fretting and I am petting. Lot of good things, oh, you ain't getting. Baby, way down inside, woman, you need love. I know you need love. You just can have some love. Ain't fooling, you be schooling. Baby, you know you need cooling. Woman, way down inside, woman, you need love. You got to have some love. She got to have some love. She got to have some love.
Baby, train move down the track.